Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We want to introduce you to the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. And what they're going to do is very simple. They're going to help you make the most money when you go to sell your home. And if that applies to you and you want to do that, I don't know why you wouldn't. That's the team to get with. They know how to stage your home. They know how to market your home. They know how to reach an entire audience of people with your home and make it sound and look really good. And that makes people want to buy it. And when people want to buy it, there could be a competition. You never know. But you got to get in touch first with Jennifer and her team. They're the best in town. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
I wish, if I could rewind it all, go back to 05, I'd enlisted Jennifer Carstensen's help on the buying side. I didn't know anything about buying and unfortunately made a bad pick. I'm so fortunate that I picked her on the selling side. Called 625-5200 and she got me out of a situation you guys should know it by well now that I thought I wouldn't be able to get out of. She was a dream and she made it all so simple. Again, I wish I'd called her much sooner. Don't wait too long. You want to get the most money for that home? You call Jennifer Carstensen, whether you're here, whether you're in Nashville, whether you're in DeSoto County. She covers it all. Again, 625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
A little bit of a shakeup in the NFL world, in the NFL media world. And you may hear this. You may think, well, why is this relevant? Because it all is relevant, all right, at some point. NFL Network has laid off Melissa Stark, Andrew Siciliano, James Palmer, and Will Selva. So Andrew Siciliano was, the DirecTV Red Zone host. I don't know if they consolidated those eventually, but he was for a long time. And you had, like, the Xfinity version was Scott Hansen, right? So do you watch Red Zone?
No.
Okay, so you were not.
Me and a growing number of Americans, like, was it still
Red Zone
as popular as it used to be?
I think Red Zone's popular on cable because people can't get Sunday Ticket on cable. Mm. But if you have DirecTV,
I haven't watched it for years. I'll
you
be honest
probably
with.
Are watching Sunday Ticket as opposed to the Red Zone because right. You can get it. Right. I mean, that was the thing about Sunday Ticket. It's like it was exclusive. So I watched Sunday Ticket because it's on YouTube TV.
I had no use for Red Zone anymore.
Yeah. I also don't really like it. I don't like it. I want to watch the game. The game that I'm interested in, I want to watch it. I want to see every play that happens. I don't want to just watch the big ones. Now, I know everybody has different things. They want to watch they have fantasy. They want to know only if they're showing something big happen, I get it. Consolidate it all down. I like the whole kit and caboodle still. You know, if I'm invested in a game or interested in a game, you know, I want to see everything that's going on, every single play. But they did lay off four on-air personalities who have been there for a long time. And Melissa Stark had been there 12 years. I believe she's on Sunday Night Football still on the sidelines. Siciliano has been there since 2005. And he was the red zone guy. That's what happened. Red zone, it went away because they lost the rights, right, to Sunday Ticket. So they stopped doing it altogether. And so this is basically just another cost-cutting move for a struggling entity in the NFL that is just having a hard time finding ways to make money. You know, the NFL is just it's struggling sort of to compete with women's basketball in the ratings landscape. And they just can't get people interested in the product. And so I think as a result of that, you just have to cut costs where you can just to survive, right, in this day and age. And I would ask, who's going to be sort of your Caitlin Clark that's going to come in and sort of save the whole thing? How are you going to adapt in a brand new and an ever-changing environment? Because what you've done in the past, it's not working anymore. People don't want to watch football anymore. You know, they're on to sort of the next thing, right? Setting records in women's basketball, setting records slam ball. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on to the next new thing. I think the NFL is sort of they're reading that. They're reading the writing on the wall, which is saying that America is done with the NFL. And they have to find a way to just survive and pay their salaries of their players. You know, these owners, I don't know what would you expect them to do, bro? You didn't think the NFL was profitable, did you? Like you didn't think they were like a multi-billion-dollar, you know, $100 billion, $400 billion. You didn't think that, did you?
No.
Right. It's not the way it used to be, man. You know, networks don't want these games. You know, we don't. Who are the quarterbacks even? CJ Stroud? You kidding me? That's the best we can do these days. No wonder the thing is failing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes washed. Where's that next generation? That's what I ask. So this is clearly just another step in the NFL realizing that it's time, it's coming to an end. But they're also trying to sell the network and other NFL media assets to ESPN in an equity swap. And so I guess this is what this really is just trying to cut as many personalities maybe as ESPN would have to absorb and get that taken care of. I don't know what the... I'm confused as to what the benefit of that would be. I guess it's just they're out of the media business, right? Totally. Which do you ever find yourself watching NFL Network?
No.
Gotcha.
There's no need for it anymore. It's dead. There's no reason to go to it, and there's no reason for Rappaport not to get up with an ESPN again. If I'm ESPN, why do I want it if it's just Rappaport? I could do something separate with it. The thing's going to die on its own, but it's past. We've passed the time of need for NFL Network. That's again, they can't compete with the studio shows. You are not watching NFL. Most of us are not watching the NFL Network studio show before. Set aside what we're used to with Red Zone and everything else. Those pregame shows, we're not watching them anymore. We're watching CBS's. We're watching ESPN's. That's why they're all in the running right now, trying to get the next Jason Kelce, trying to reset the studio. What CBS does, they're trying to reset the face there. NFL Network can't compete with that because nobody was watching. It was a dinosaur, essentially, bro.
Right.
Is what it was.
Now,
there was a need for it at one point. Now you don't have it. They were holding on to this insider, Ian Rappaport, that frankly had become their brand. That's the only reason you paid any attention to him is because Ian would break news. That ain't, you know, that's all you've got now on the roster. You don't need a studio show for that. You know, I'm sure they're hoping they can sell it off to ESPN, but why would you buy it? As the point I asked you, the question I asked you earlier, why would you buy it if you're ESPN? Just let it die, and when it does, you can hire Rappaport.
Yes.
Then, like you have with Mort and Schefty, you've got a two-man, you know, team that gets everything between Rapoport and Schefter.
Exactly. So that's the latest.
I feel bad for those. Those folks have been there over a decade, you know.
Yes.
That's still there. Again, will they? Melissa Stark will continue and have work. But,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, Siciliano and all those folks, they ain't going to pop up at CBS.
Right. Yes.
That's, you know, or the Fox show.
That's right. So it's just an ever-changing environment, and this is the NFL trying to you know, find their fit in that. But, yes, I agree. If this, you know, the world changes. You know, the world changes. And
it's no longer useful.
Then you can't even really cover the thing impartially because you're employed by the NFL. So it's like people, you know, would go elsewhere for that. Anyway, so that's the latest, and we'll see what happens next in the world of the NFL. Here locally in the Memphis area, news of the day is P.J. Haggerty from Tulsa has committed to the University of Memphis. He was the AAC, unanimous AAC Freshman of the Year, averaged 21 points a game. That's good for 15th in America. And look, we know, we saw it up close and personal. P.J. Haggerty gave Memphis 27, and it took a game winner from Javon Quinterly to avoid taking an L in that one to Tulsa. It was a competitive game, there's no doubt. He picked Memphis over Providence, Texas, Kansas State. He redshirted at TCU. That was before he showed up at Tulsa. So he has been in college for a couple of years, even though he was technically a freshman that last year. So, look, it's a great first step. Lots more work to do. But as first steps go in putting together this roster where there are so many holes and openings, hard to do much better than P.J. Haggerty right now.
Yeah, I mean, you said 15th in the country, second in the American behind only David Jones. And if you've got potentially him and David Jones back, it's a great start on, you know, replenishing this roster next season. In David Jones' case, it'd be the kind of returnee that you hope to have. The best thing about P.J. Haggerty to me is the fact that he could be a multi-year player for you. This was a guy who led all freshmen in the AAC in rebounds, steals, assists. It's not just, again, what he can do for you on the offensive end, over 21 points a game. You saw him as a playmaker, you know, close to four assists. It's what he can do for you defensively, fourth in the AAC in steals. You got away from that last year with a lead guard and Javon Quinterly, again, who that really wasn't his thing. But and I probably put that too much on Javon Quinterly because they had a roster of guys who, frankly, you know, didn't allow Penny Hardaway to play the kind of defense he wanted to. P.J. Haggerty seems like one of those guys. You got to get a lot more to get back to that style of defense. But remember, they played pretty good defense with Kendrick Davis up top. And again, Kendrick Davis not some plus defender either. P.J. Haggerty's a great, you know, compared to that, 6'3 long, he can defend. You know, Quinterly didn't bring that. And so maybe, again, at the top of your defense, you've got a different sort of tone setter, or at least a guy that can help you set the kind of tone that you set the first 5 years the way you play defense.
Right. Now, I didn't really watch much Tulsa other than when Memphis.
Who did, bro?
Yeah, so it's, like, hard for me to give, like, a detailed, like, oh, I think this guy's going to bring this. This guy's, you know, all I know is that he's a scorer, and he did it against pretty much everybody. So that is definitely.
He scored 20 or more points 19 times this season, reached 30 twice, including the 32 he had to knock off number 24 South Florida in the final game of the regular season. I mean, you had them beating South Florida because of P.J. Haggerty.
Right.
You saw the 27 he had here, you know, to go with the assists and steals in that game. He was all over the floor. I think we said it, only had two turnovers in the 38 minutes he played. Now, again, I think I saw 80 turnovers for him last year. Makes sense. As much as his hands were on the ball, as much as he had the ball, his usage rate, you know, the fact that he's a freshman, that he had so many turnovers, you got to get that down. You've got to get that down. So he's not coming in here a perfect player, John, a perfect, you know, the Kendrick Davis type of proven leader at point guard. But, bro, there's a lot to work with. I mean, again, with what he can do defensively, what he can do for you potentially on the boards, especially if you consider, you know, what they have to be hoping, hey, we like P.J. Haggerty and David Jones together. Again, 1-2 scores in the American, be a good start to next year's team. You go get some bigs, like we said, some role players, and you've gotten off to a good start.
Yeah, and you got to – look, you got. We'll see what happens with Dane Danger. He's visiting, and, you know, you're just sort of – you're trying to fit these puzzle pieces together. You know, far be it for us to sort of weigh in on the how they fit, because – it's not like we're going to know, you know. It's not like we have any way of knowing. We would have said that all the pieces last year fit in the offseason. We did say that. So I think it's just
best. They seemed to, but we also knew that you were bringing in a lot of guys who were the number one on their previous teams, and we had asked the question going into the season, is pecking order going to be easy like it was the year before? We had said that. I mean, you had Jaquan.
That's true.
We asked those questions, all right, is this going to be easy or not? And let's be real. And going 15-2 and number 10 in the country, we thought, you know what, even, you know, they're getting through it.
Yeah.
But eventually it came back to bite them. It came back to haunt them. The fact that they didn't really have those roles defined. And so we liked it on paper, John, but we were asking questions that you don't have a firmly established pecking order going into the season like you did the year before with Kendrick and DeAndre.
Yes.
Perhaps with the way he constructs the roster this offseason, we'll be able to tell more. You know, maybe that's what they're shooting for, is more of a pecking order. You know, again, if you've got Jones back, there's no promise of that. He gets the money he wants from the NBA, he's gone. But you would have a firm, established pecking order right at the top with 1 and 2. Get you a big that can not just be a rim protector, but also someone that can clearly score inside for you. And I've got, you know, you got Jordan back, a very useful big, interchangeable big. It's, you know, you can start to see the pieces, you know, coming together maybe in a better way than they did last season.
Yeah, and by the way, there is at least one outlet, USCHoops.com, that is reporting that Eric Musselman is flying to L.A. tonight, and he will be named the new coach of the USC Trojans.
I mean, if you listen to us, we called us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And before then, infield was done at SMU.
Arkansas, we had this conversation the other day on Field of 60. Arkansas is going to target Chris Beard or Will Wade and Jerome Tang. Those will be the three names involved.
Well, I'd have Wade third on that list.
Yeah. I think
I'd have Chris Beard first.
And I think that's where they'll go, and I think you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good job, you know, and it's certainly better than Ole Miss.
And then Ole Miss can go back and get AK from UAB.
There you go. Run it back,
hey,
man.
He was good last year, baby.
Hey, he was.
AK is back.
He was. So anyway, that's the latest in college basketball. Muss is a nomad. He's been a nomad, right? He's not from Arkansas. He has no ties to Arkansas.
He's been one out of there.
Yeah.
And then especially with the way it all fell apart this year.
Absolutely.
Maybe now, again, you can get a home and home with Arkansas. That said, they got to be good. Muss was the holdup in that. Maybe now you can, but I don't want to play them in a home and home. If they're like, you know, Vandy, if they're like Missouri this year, you need something that you know that holds up at the end of the season. Maybe the next guy, if it's Chris Beard, it'll be that.
Exactly.
And you had, you know, Chris Beard felt pretty good about you with that Ole Miss series. So
yep.
Maybe that's something you can get done.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:20.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jeff Calkins is a columnist over at the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show here on 92.9. We were just talking off the air, Jeff. This is the worst Memphis sports year since when?
This is the worst Memphis sports year since, I don't know. So the year that the Grizzlies were terrible and they were in the lottery and you know, when they drafted Ja, what did the Tigers do that year?
That was Penny's first year, 18-19, and they had...
That's a better year.
They had all those guys committed.
Oh, that's not a great year. I mean...
He's right about the on-the-court results.
You had the excitement. Well, it was Penny's first year,
I understand that, but the on-the-court...
You had anticipation, but the truth of the matter is, on the court, the record was worse, and the... And this year was just as entertaining in its own way.
So it's in a conversation. Right? It's in the conversation right now.
There's actually been a stunning number of years when both teams have missed. It's not unusual for both teams to miss, which had surprised me. But I've gone back at different times and looked since this thing began. And there's, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I think, where they've both missed. So, but in terms of, there has never been years close to as bad involving high expectations that were then shattered, right? So if that's what you, what your definition of is worst year, Grizzlies came in, you know, might have thought they'd be second in the West again, getting Steven Adams back healthy, Jaws on a, you know, he's going to come back from his suspension and he's going to exact his revenge on the NBA. And then you have this preposterous year for the Grizzlies. And then, you know, you've got a top 10 team in the Tigers and they just completely collapse. So in terms of unmet expectations, there has never been a year that's close to this year. Honestly, probably for either team, much less for both teams. Right? Is that true? Like, can you remember a Tiger? I guess the James Wiseman team had higher expectations, and they were unmet. Right? I mean, but of course, there wasn't even a tournament that year.
Right. Yeah. I mean that was pretty. But again, you had Ja. You had Ja on the other side. So it's like you had excitement. You had like this year. You had the Grizz season was doomed before it even started. Because of the Ja suspension, and then he got hurt, and how bad they were, right?
Wasn't doomed before it started. It was doomed before it. I mean, I still thought, yeah, after Steven Adams, even after the Steven, it was, the real blow came the day before, the Sunday before the season started, when Steven Adams was out. But even then, I thought they'd make the playoffs.
And then the game started, and then they, whatever they were.
Just totally pathetic.
Yes.
And then the injuries continued to mount. And, I mean, yeah, they've both been – and then you limp to the end of these seasons. The thing is, though, with the Grizzlies,
mm-hmm.
I feel as good about their future
as I have ever felt. Just like that, John is saying about that first year of Penny, right? Even though on the court, that we're buoyed by what we think the Grizzlies can be next season, even in this wash of a season.
I mean, I agree with that. I'm just
there's
saying, in terms of
there like that,
that's true. That's a fair point. But I don't know. It feels like the worst year since 17 to me, when it was like
been a bad year. It's been a bad year, and as I said, there's been no year where you felt like both teams have just gone over cliffs. You know, you expected them to be way up here, and instead, they're way down here. Now, we had our 10-win Memphis Tiger football team. Let us not forget. It is interesting.
They did not win the AAC, though.
Not only that, they didn't make it to the conference championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's interesting about the contract extension. I don't begrudge him it. I think he earned it in the end because it's a pretty modest raise, but he has yet to make a conference championship game. So I'm with you. Hasn't been a great year. Has not been a great year. But I do think
next year spring's eternal.
I feel great about the Grizzlies going forward, and I feel better today about the Tigers going forward than I did yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But they had no players. So just getting a player is definitely, that's
not
saying
a whole
lot.
Player.
It's a good start. It's a really good start to a big task. But
Let me ask you this. The task remains big. Do you think Carl Sharon's Flint's departure is related? I don't think it had to be at all.
He's not on ball. PJ's on ball. Yeah.
Different positions. Yeah. You could have put them next to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've already mourned the Carl Sharon Font departure. I'm not going to do it again.
Again.
All right. But I wrote yesterday or 2 days ago that Penny needs his Hennigan. And, you know, and I mentioned PJ Haggerty. And today he gets PJ Haggerty, who has multiple years of eligibility, right?
I think that's a key difference, right? The fact that, you know, the guys who he brought in this year, you know, Quinterly was the end, right? You know, I mean, I do think there's a big difference, not just in terms of how long you could have them, obvious difference there, but maybe even in their approach, right? If they know it's their last year, get what there is to get, it almost feels it sets it up for a more selfish, then not necessarily, obviously depends on the way the player's wired, but I just think it's dramatically different to get someone with multiple years of eligibility remaining.
The only thing that derails Memphis football next year in this conference that you look around and you say, my gosh, we've got the best offensive player in the league, and we've maybe got the best defensive player, one of them, in Chandler Martin. The only thing it feels like to me, Jeff, because they got some depth behind some of those positions as well, is an injury to Seth Hennigan. If you've got Seth Hennigan full year, there is no way on this green earth they are not in an AAC title game next year. And I say winning it. Right? I mean, it's set up. It's set up for you. Injury is the only thing to derail you.
You know, Tulane, though, went out and got a tremendous coach. Like, I don't think that just because there's been a change of regime at Tulane, and I'm not, you know, I don't know Tulane's roster up and down, but I think they probably still pay more NIL money than Memphis does. So I don't rule out that there will be challenges. And then the other thing is that I really think the Florida State game looms large in terms of if you can't get a W there, and it seems unlikely that you will, right? I mean, that seems unlikely. You need to not get smashed, because the hope here isn't just that you're going to win the AAC title. The hope is that you're going to somehow get into the playoff, right? That's the hope. And the problem is, can you, if you lose to Florida State, and then you just lose, let's say you win the conference, but you lose a game along the way, which is what teams do. Are you taking yourself out of the running from, you know, like look at this year where they took a Liberty team that was undefeated rather than, you know, mm-hmm. rather than Tulane. Like, so it's interesting that Florida State game is, I guess, an opportunity. But I think, like, I don't know. I think it's a huge challenge. And I think it could get in, it could shape, if they can't play, if they do against Florida State what they did against Missouri, that's great. That's great. You know, hang in there, make it close. Then you almost gain credibility. But if you get blasted by them, I think it's harder to make the argument later on down the line if you've lost a conference game that you're the team that should be picked in the playoffs.
Because, I'm bringing up Boise State as the example because we were looking at their schedule yesterday. Boise State has a game against Oregon that's equivalent to Memphis's against Florida State, obviously. But in conference, they will now get that opportunity, right, to play Oregon State and Washington State as a part of their conference schedule. So those opportunities will be much more for you than what Memphis will have in the AAC. So whether they're undefeated or not, they'll have more opportunities in that conference because adding those two Pac-12 teams to that schedule, right? Than a Memphis would. To your point, everything's going to hinge on Florida State. Yeah, yeah. All that said, though, my goal number one is winning the American. I mean, that's got to be it.
And I read John's column. I don't think we can emphasize. It's impossible to overemphasize how significant it is that Ryan has been able to keep Seth.
No doubt.
In this day and age. And so what is it that keeps him? Obviously the money is decent, right? He must be getting decent NIL money, but it's clearly more than that, right? It's why players go back to UConn, right? I don't think that they just go for the money. Like, I heard Donovan Klingon doing an interview on the show that's before mine, and he said, listen, the money's great. You know, they treat us well. But we're all here to win, and we're all here because we know we're going to be developed here, and we're all here. And I think, and this is to Ryan's credit, I think, you know, Seth Hennigan has trusted Ryan Silverfield with his entire career. And that's as much as anything good that to me, there's no better recommendation of Ryan Silverfield than the fact that Seth Hennigan, you know, wants – he doesn't. You could totally imagine him saying, "Listen, I played, you know, under this coach for a while, and I'm going to go see what the other world looks like." And no, the rest of the world looks like he wants to be here. He wants, like, I think that is the highest recommendation. And the fact that they have that quarterback, have we determined if he is the only fourth year starter who will be in college football this year?
We have not determined that.
We got to get through spring and everything.
Our stat crew is still on it. But
there's probably a reasonable chance that he is, right?
Yes.
One would imagine.
Yes. And that's truly incredible when you just consider.
It's the best thing Ryan Silverfield has done. Let's be real.
It is.
He doesn't have the contract extension if he doesn't have Seth Hennigan. Holding on to him has literally made Ryan, you know, it's been job security is what it's done.
What's funny is you look at the two quarterbacks that have sort of defined his contractual life, Brady White, a big part of his original return was, hey, if I come back, Brady's coming back, right?
That's
how he got the original deal. And I do think that Seth's return is a big part of this deal.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's, you know, I think they're sort of in similar situations, less existential.
You have to get a conference title out of Seth Hennigan's tenure here. Y'all understand that, right? You have to.
I agree.
And you have to get a tournament appearance out of P.J. Haggerty.
You have to get a tournament appearance next year, period. The end. Yeah.
I heard you. You're feeling good about David Jones after listening to the interview in the DR.
I'm feeling better.
I'm with you. It's the right. I'm with you.
I was not optimistic earlier this
beforehand.
Week.
Yes.
But I think, and again, you're just totally reading between the lines there. Indeed, I was pessimistic earlier this week, and I'm just saying I am less pessimistic than I was after you read the interview in the Dominican Republic, where he's talking about, you know, if I can get money in the NBA, and we know he can't, right? We pretty much know that. And then he wasn't, you know, there was no reference to the portal. I mean, that is an option here. You know, he could be, you don't even like to contemplate it, but you could imagine, and he liked Penny, but you can imagine him saying, yeah, I'll come back, but I'm going to put myself back on the open market again. I imagine David Jones could draw some pretty significant bids. And there was no, I'm not ruling that out, but there was no implication of that at all in the interview. It sounds like he was talking about all the things that were advantageous at being at a place like Memphis. And so, yeah, I thought marginally it was an encouraging interview.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a half dozen penny candles, too, with that $500,000 we give them next year. That's going to help sweeten the deal.
What do you think
we got to get you a penny candle
what do you
there,
think
Jeff.
What do you think I had a college basketball coach ask me yesterday. He called
what
me.
What is the scent?
A college basketball coach called me yesterday. I'm not even making this up. And he goes, hey, he said, is Penny locked in? I saw he's got a new candle. I was like, man, calm down, man. Penny's working.
I don't know what the scent is, but it's 1 cent.
Only you. So well done. That's so well done.
It's 1 cent,
You've done it again.
That's where John gets it from.
Magic.
The joke I made yesterday is that it was actually 2 cents. It was. It smelled one way the first half of the wick.
Oh,
don't do that.
And then it turned putrid.
And then it starts smelling like dog crap.
Don't do that.
Right. Yeah. And you've made the all the smoke jokes. Is this what he meant?
I don't think we will. I don't think we stooped that low.
You're above that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Gary Wright in Houston. We have a problem. You know.
He didn't write that. Did he write it?
No, the editors wrote it, as he told you. You accused him
of writing it. You said, you're telling me I'm corny, the man that wrote Houston, we have a problem.
I said that once?
You said it. It's all...
I don't recall that.
No, you've smartly put it out of your mind. But you did say it, and the best part was like, Shakespeare is old.
Yes, this was San Antonio.
That was part of the fight. I said, yes. You're the one who wrote Houston. You ever
Yes, and he was like, because you asked him. You said, "What's wrong with the clip I played?"
No, I remember. He thought it was corny. Right.
I know what
the fight was about. He was right about that. It was corny.
You had forgotten that you referenced the headline, though? You had forgotten that one? That was a pretty good line.
I totally had forgotten that he said that. God.
And then he's like, come on, Jeff. I don't write the headlines. You know I don't write the headlines. It was really good. And then what I really appreciated, and I didn't understand it when I first heard it, but I understand it now that I've had, you know, I've been working with Jason for, you know, 8 years now. You just definitely, you get to points when you're working with somebody where you're just kind of like, you're just going to bicker, you know? You're just kind of sick of talking.
We were both hungover. It was back in my heavier drinking days, and we were there on the Riverwalk. It was early in the morning. It smelled like whatever. I had at least thought of something to do on the radio show, you know? And then he craps on it, and at some point, it is funny. You become angry enough. You've been here, John, that you don't care on the radio anymore. It just doesn't matter. I'm going to fight anyway, you know? And so we literally had not a fist fight, but a It was ridiculous. You know, when they have this album for Marc Gasol, and they had the album for Zeebo of highlights and stuff like that. I think when I get my album, I think the fight with me and GP should probably be on it. In addition to the Precious Achiuwa cut, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We need the Precious Achiuwa.
Have a real song
on there.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to have GP on there. We're going to have Michael Gay. We're going to have Michael Gay on there.
We're going to have Michael Gay on there. When I talked about Michael Gay. Yeah, it's going to be quite the album. People will be lining up for that.
Jeff, that's it, man. We're gonna call.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye.
Jeff Talkin joins us every Thursday here on the show. Good stuff from him, as always. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John on Eternal FM. Yes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, coming up this Saturday, it is your last chance. This is the last one. I ain't gonna say it no more. Y'all finished over there, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or y'all done? They will be after this Saturday. Perkins location, 60% off. Everything that you see. Name brand watches, diamond pendants, everything. Not marked up to be marked down. Whatever it is today, it's going to be 60% off on Saturday. Unbelievable. So if you don't get over there on Saturday, I don't know what to tell you. 10 to 4, Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins. Go see.
Yep, it's really the OG store, the Perkins Extended store. And, of course, again, to underline it, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., very smart. If you get there at 10 a.m., you'll get the best selection, we're told. Over 1,000 items here, too. At this one, it'll be the final one. You've got to take advantage. Of course, Howie's got what he's always got for you. Special financing is available. You can get up to 6 months interest-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers or take up to 60 months to pay. So, again, you're getting this stuff 60% off. No marking up to mark down. Best deal in town and for the last time. So you're going to want to take advantage. Again, the last 6 hour, 60% off sale going on this Saturday. Perkins Extended Store, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be there or be square. For complete details, go online at rijewelers.com.
All right. What do we got here? What do we got here in the basketball, the National Basketball Association tonight, Jason? We have Heat 76ers. Can we interest you in that game at all?
A little bit. A little bit. 76ers preparing for a run from the lower half of the playoff
Maybe
bracket.
The Miami Heat preparing for another run.
No. I just don't believe in Rozier.
Okay.
I mean, he can take a lot of the pressure, the heat off of Jimmy Butler in terms of being that scorer. He's shown he did it the other night too. But through a playoff series, I just cannot depend on him. I don't know. And again, what are the likelihood that they're going to make the kind of run they did?
Right. Warriors, Rockets.
If anybody's making that run this year, it's the 76ers is what I'm telling you.
Okay. Marked and remembered.
Warriors, Rockets is, I'm pretty sure it's a 3-game lead. So at this point now, with about 6 to play, Rockets better win it or it's done. And I tell you, it's probably already done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, will the Warriors?
Warriors will be the 10, and it's going to be whether or not they're facing LeBron or one of these other teams that falls down because the Lakers are hot right now. They've got an opportunity to move up.
Gilbert Arenas said that Nikola Jokic would be and is the worst MVP winner in 40 years.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to accuse him, but I'm going to – that's racist, okay? I mean, I just don't – there's no other explanation for it, all right? So I'm putting the card on the table. That's a crazy thing to say, right? I mean, just – I don't know if you're just trying to do it for engagement or whatever, but his whole thing is like his point was guys that have won MVP are first and second. No, they're not. I'm pretty sure Russell Westbrook won MVP when he was not first or second. I'm pretty sure James Harden has won it when he wasn't first or second. It doesn't all – you don't have to be first or second. I think it's like top three, probably top four in most cases. But if you're talking about value to a team, there is no question that Jokic is among the most valuable regardless of where the Nuggets finish. I mean, if they finish ninth, obviously he wouldn't win it. But and also he averages 26, 12, and 9. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's like he's averaging 17, 8, and 5.
I'm going to take Steve Nash as the worst.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Between what he won it two straight years there, 05 and 06.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back. That's awful.
There's no way that Jokic is the worst when you have Steve Nash in there. One of those years he shouldn't have won it, too, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
But I'm going through last 40
right now. I mean, James Harden,
now.
Pretty bad. I mean, James Harden is not an MVP. Come on. That's the word. I mean, I think
this is going to be 3 and 4 years for Jokic, so it puts him ahead of the Westbrooks and the Hardens to me automatically.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is dominance now over a four-year period. And you could have gave it to him last year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, like Derrick Rose, and I mean, you could say because of the injuries, you know, but he kind of sticks out.
I mean, Jokic is ahead of Derrick Rose. I love D. Rose to death.
Yeah.
And he was the youngest.
Yeah.
And that will always stand out.
And Jokic is better than Russell Westbrook.
Again, we are now talking about 3 and 4 years after this year. So he goes ahead of all of these one-off guys.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. No, you're 100% right.
But again, Steve Nash, too, two-time guy. It's a bad take.
It's a bad take. I mean, look, I'd say he's ahead of Harden. He's ahead of Westbrook. He's ahead of Derrick Rose. He's ahead of Steve Nash. I think he's ahead of Dirk Nowitzki. You didn't even mention him, but he's ahead of Dirk.
I did not mention Dirk.
So that's just to name a few. I definitely just vehemently disagree. LeBron, no. Steph can make the argument, right? Steph's in the conversation. Giannis, I think Jokic is better than. I think Jokic is better than Giannis, although it's probably not a huge gap. Either way, crazy thing of all the opinions to have, that's a crazy one. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Drew Hill. Gino and Jeffrey, I'm next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.